Look, I cut up some watermelon. You want some?
This is Jimmy Fallon show.
Thank you, Cotton Candy, for making my grandmother's hair look delicious.
Cotton Candy is like sweet pink hair. No, quit it. Jimmy Fallon.
You'd rather watch him than snoodle with me?
Yeah, I think I made that clear.
Thank you, handkerchiefs, for being a classy way of saying, I'm carrying around 2 weeks' worth of snot in my pockets.
No, I don't yeah. Want it. Mmm, you smell like melon.
Thank you, Internet, for giving us iCarly. Because iCarly makes us all laugh.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God!
I'll just wait here on the floor.
That's Carly. Carly, that's Kirsten. We met at a drive-thru window.
Will you please tell
me? This is my dad!
So, you work at a drive-thru window? Yeah. What's that like? Hamburgers.
You have to see this!
Let me down!
Oh, I swear you're not gonna believe this is amazing!
Crazy!
Forget your mouth! Give me the remote! Give me the remote!
You wanna tell us what's going on?
Don't you work at Inside Out Burger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, look it!
Thank you, Internet, for giving us iCarly.
Oh, what?
Because iCarly makes us all laugh, thus proving that
huh?
The Internet has more to offer.
Jimmy Fallon watches iCarly.
He said it makes him laugh.
And do you know how hard it is to make Jimmy Fallon laugh?
Excellent. I want to catch a Swedish fish. Thank you, people who just made
it's Sam. Sam, did you see?
Yeah, I saw. Did you see?
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon likes iCarly.
I know.
I can't believe he watches the show, right?
Thank you.
Mom, quit trying on bikinis. They all look bad.
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, guys, did you see? You see Jimmy Fallon?
I saw it first.
Gibby, you're not wearing shoes.
There's no time. I was in the bathtub watching Fallon, and then I ran here as fast as I could. Aren't you the chick from the Inside Out Burger drive-thru?
Yeah, job's a lot of fun. Well, congrats, you guys, but I should probably head home.
Okay, want me to give you a ride on my motorcycle?
I think it stopped raining. I'll walk it.
Which way are you headed?
Towards Bartlett Square.
Cool. I'll walk you.
Thanks.
I'll walk her.
I got it.
But
later, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Wait, don't put your arm around.
Amen.
Watch your hand.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi. There. Tonight, we're doing a very special iCarly in honor of the greatest late-night television host ever, James Thomas Fallon Jr. Jimmy, this one's for you. From apartment 8C in Bushwell Plaza, the World Wide Web brings you the iCarly Web Show with Carly Shay and Sam Puckett.
Tonight's guest star is... Bagels! And featuring the legendary Kid Love!
Dialysis.
And here they are, Carly Shay and Sam Puckett!
Playing drums! Playing drums!
This is what I'm talking about!
Let's hear the love!
Yeah! Thanks so much!
And welcome to a very special iCarly!
Which is a special tribute to...
Jimmy Fallon!
Oh my God. Oh my God, hey Higgins, come here. They're talking about us on iCarly.
What's happening?
iCarly! Oh my gosh.
Tonight's flavor is butter pecan.
Shh! iCarly.
Okay guys, on this iCarly,
we thought we'd catch up on some personal stuff.
And write a few thank you notes to people we love.
Look, they're doing our thank you notes, babe.
Okay, that's it. I'm calling the lawyers.
No, shh! I think this is gonna be a loving tribute.
Give love. Can we get some thank you note writing music, please?
Thank you, Jimmy Fallon.
For mentioning iCarly.
On your awesome TV show.
Wow, come on.
And for curing male pattern baldness.
And female pattern hairiness.
Hairy ladies! Hairy ladies!
Thank you, Alphabet Song.
For tricking generations of children into thinking that there's one big giant letter called Elemino.
And now our first guest, Bagels!
Only on iCarly.
I'm not calling the lawyers. I'm calling my agent.
Wait, look at this!
Bagels has a sinus infection.
Not Bagels.
It's just...
mucus.
Hey, what are those?
Clams. I took Kirsten to Madison Beach and we went clam digging all afternoon.
Was it fun?
No. Yeah. I can't get my clam open.
Hey, you just gotta... This is a rock! Aw, oh, they're all rocks!
Coming in hot. What's that?
Wahoo punch.
Awesome.
No. Sure, I'll just stay thirsty.
Kirsten!
Hey, you!
Remember when I walked you home the other night?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, I gotta get to work.
Oh, cool. I'll walk you down.
Okay. No. I'll walk her down.
Gibby, you want me?
I'm walking you down!
Benson, did you find the video of that chick with the freaky thumbs? What was it called?
Freaky Thumb Chick.
Look up Freaky Thumb Chick.
No, I'm trying to find a website that sells...
Video chat request?
Uh-huh.
Who from?
The real Jimmy Fallon.
What?
Really?
Shut the fridge.
You don't think it's really Jimmy Fallon, do you?
I'll know in a click.
Hey, guys.
What?
You are Jimmy Fallon.
I know. And you're the iCarlys.
It's true, we are.
Right here. Hey, thanks so much for mentioning our show on your show.
Well, thank you for mentioning my show on your show.
Yeah, sure. Are you serious? Of course.
Yeah, your show's a lot of fun.
So listen, I don't know if you guys would be up for it, but you want to come to New York and be guests on my show?
New York?
Us? You're inviting all of us to be on your show?
Church is. You guys in or what?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Cool. I'll have my producer connect with you guys later today and set everything up.
Okay.
We'll be here.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, I'm clicking off now. Wait, how do I do this?
Just click that box.
I love you so much.
You're so knowledgeable.
Oh my God! Oh, look, it's Jimmy again.
What you need, Jimmy?
Oh, sorry, guys. Just I clicked the wrong thing, and Tina?
How? How could the dumb airline lose my luggage?
It's probably on its way to Brazil.
Don't say that.
Hey, too late.
Losing my luggage.
Woo! New York, baby!
Woohoo! Man, I love New York! Hey, look, guys, the bike messenger! Hey!
Wow!
New York, baby!
Help me!
New York! New York!
You all right?
Hey, get the camera away! Turn it off!
You all right?
Yeah. That one's mine.
And this one's mine.
I'm the green one.
Yellow for me.
Oh! And none for me. Stupid airline. Losing my luggage.
Oh, don't sweat it, Gib. We'll take you shopping.
KK.
What is this weird lump on your neck?
Oh, I call it Little Gibby.
Got a nice feel to it.
Thanks.
Okay. We don't have to be at NBC for 8 hours, so first let's check into our hotel.
Awesome,
and then
you check us in, and we'll take Gibby shopping.
But I can't get all
let's
this
go
stuff.
Go, Gib! Come on. Go!
I'm gonna go to the top of the Empire State Building with my GI Judo, and I'm gonna let him parachute all the way down to the street.
Cool, but first,
see ya.
All right.
Hey, guy! Where'd you go?
Kumquat!
I should stay out of the street.
Hey, look, that guy's selling clothes.
So? We're taking you to a real store. Yeah, I don't think you can buy quality clothing from some dude off the street. Is that guy selling meat? Oh, so Gibby shouldn't buy clothes off the street, but you're gonna buy meat? I like street meat. Have you forgotten what happened last year at the Seattle Street Fair when you bought a pork chop from that dude with one arm? Yeah, I'd have been better off just eating his other arm.
Let's go see what that guy's got. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, what do you want?
I just got here from Seattle, and the airline lost my luggage. So I need some clothes.
We're gonna be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. All of us. We do a web show. It's called iCarly. I like your hat.
I need pants.
Yeah. Hey, what's this screaming Mel doll?
Push the button.
Oh, I'm so angry. You lied to me. Where's my script?
Why would anyone want this?
No one does.
Hey, look at this. These are some whiz-bang pants.
Gibby, those are hideous.
Hideously awesome.
Yes. Like my daughter, Fukla.
Yikes. We're so sorry.
That's rough. Anyways, I want these pants.
$10.
Will you take $3?
Absolutely.
Pay him.
All right.
Did you need a shirt?
Nah, I'll just wear this shirt. Do you sell belts or underwear?
No. Do you?
No.
Then why should I?
Hey, guys.
Spencer,
hey, what's up? Did you throw your G.I. Judo parachute guy at the top of the Empire State Building?
Yeah.
So what happened to it?
I don't know. I was watching him float down, and then the wind blew really hard, and I lost him.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Thanks for the pants.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's bounce.
Okay.
Set it.
Poor Fukla.
Hey, Mr. Man, I think your friend just landed. Hey, my G.I. Judo! I thought I lost you, but we are reunited, my friend.
Oh my God.
Hey, here's your smoothie. Now go sit down.
Did you add the feminine boost?
No, I forgot. But Jimmy Fallon's just about to introduce iCarly.
I need the feminine boost. I'm starting to grow hair in new places.
Hey, Jimmy's introducing iCarly.
Oh, everybody shut up!
Right, everyone, my son's about to be televised.
If you've never heard of iCarly, then something is wrong with you, because these talented teenagers have taken the internet by storm. So wake up the kids and set your safe search to weird, because here comes Carly Shay, Sam Puckett, Freddie Benson, and Gibby!
Nice to see you. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
How's
it going? How
are you, buddy? Nice to see you. Good man. Good to see you, buddy.
So, I guess it's no secret that I'm a big fan of the iCarly web show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Show's a lot of fun.
We love your show.
Oh, come on, you're saying that.
No, we watch it all the time.
Hey, Jimmy, look. I bought these pants on the streets of New York.
They're pretty cool. They are cool right there. But did you guys get a Screaming Mel doll?
No.
Screaming Mel? You didn't get it?
No.
Oh, well, guess you did. Pointlessly angry. Now, one of my favorite bits you guys do on iCarly is the cowboy and the idiot farm girl who thought the cowboy's mustache was a squirrel. Do you guys know her? I love that one.
Thanks.
We love that one.
Now, would you mind giving the audience a little taste of that? Please, please, please.
I didn't bring my mustache.
I happen to have a mustache right here. Come on, please. Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Fallon. Now, as a cowboy, I do reckon this here must be an idiot farm girl.
Hi. Does your squirrel speak Spanish?
Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening.
This ain't a no squirrel on my lip. This here's a mushy stash.
When your squirrel pees, do you get squirrel pee in your mouth?
Dang it!
Okay, that's enough. Now, don't spoil me. Give me that stashy back. Now, Freddie.
He's asking Freddie a question!
Freddie, I hear that your mother's a huge pain.
Well, she can be a handful, but I wouldn't say she's a pain.
I would. Yeah, she's a pain.
Dude, she's a pain. Yeah, sorry, Freddie. Your friends have spoken. Now, if you guys are up for some fun, I was thinking that...
Is that Spencer? Hey!
Does anyone know who,
Spencer?
Jimmy Fallon, everybody! Yeah!
Live TV, you guys. Sometimes things go wrong. What are you gonna do, right, Screaming Mel?
You're turning my children against me!
Well, okay. Relax, Mel. Anyway, if you iCarly kids are up for some fun,
Follow Uncle Jimmy.
All right.
I'll do anything.
All right, now, on iCarly, you guys do a lot of random dancing. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's true. And on this show, we do a bit called Dance Your Hat and Gloves Off. So we thought it'd be all kinds of fun if we combined both bits into one super bit called Randomly Dancing Your Hat and Gloves Off. You guys down?
Randomly.
Please release the mirror ball. Smooth.
Okay, get your hats and get your gloves, you guys. Okay.
You know the rules. No touching your hats or your gloves. You must remove them by whipping your arms and head like maniacs while the song is being played. That's how you do it. You guys down? Everybody on board?
Yes.
Okay. iCarly, randomly dance your hat and gloves off.
Random dancing.
That's it. That's 2 points. That's good. Yes.
Whip your lips, Freddy! Whip them good!
Oh, my God.
What? Give me!
Well, thanks for having us on the show, Jimmy.
We'll be right back. I know. Look, I'm sorry. Look, I didn't know the kids' pants were gonna fall down. I know. I know it's cheap comedy. We didn't plan it.
We're back from commercial in 60 seconds.
Okay, look, Lauren, I gotta go. No, I love you.
Okay. That's enough duct tape.
No. Use more duct tape. A lot more.
Okay, all right. Tape those pants on permanently. Would you chill? I will heat!
Hey! Good job, guys. That went pretty well. Still give me dance this pants off.
It's not funny.
I know.
It's really not.
I don't disagree. It was very wrong and bad that all of America... saw Gibby's danger zone. I'm a child.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Hello?
Hi. Who are you?
Jason, I'm one of Jimmy's producers.
Oh.
Hello.
Any reason this kid decided to drop his pants in the middle of our show?
He didn't mean to. I am a victim of gravity. And loose pants.
They were cheap street pants.
So when his pants fell down, you're sure it was definitely on camera?
You want to see what the audience saw?
No special.
Yeah! Roll back the incident.
Give a shot to Eric?
Yeah. Show me what people saw at home on TV.
Well, that's hard to miss.
Gibby! That's a naked Gibby. Well, that's insulting.
What's she vomiting into?
That's Questlove's hat.
You okay, kid?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Nope.
We're back in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Okay, we're back. If you all saw the iCarly segment before the commercial, you witnessed a disturbing incident. So I'd like to apologize for Gibby's pants malfunction. Trouser wowser. Whatever you want to call it. But hey, live TV, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it, Questlove?
Hey, I'm just looking forward to wearing my new hat tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Questlove bought a new hat today, you guys. Fun stuff. Join me tomorrow night when my guests will remain fully clothed. Good night, everybody.
Yes, sir. No, his pants were not supposed to fall down. No, I don't know why he wasn't wearing underwear.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so. If only I could throw up the memories.
I can't believe that used to be a turkey sandwich.
I understand. Yes, I'll make sure they're there. That was the NCC.
Yeah, we're not really fans of women's basketball.
The NCC is the government.
They're in charge of what you can and can't show on television and the internet.
Oh, man, did we get Jimmy in trouble?
Guess we'll find out tomorrow. The NCC wants to meet with all of us at noon.
Wait, I'm supposed to wake up by noon?
We'll be there.
I feel kind of bad about this.
Kinda?
Gibby, come with me.
Where are we going?
To apologize to Jimmy Fallon.
No, I
come on,
I don't want
to
kill.
What we have to. He has every right to be mad.
I'm scared.
Gibby, come on.
I think that used to be lettuce.
Gibby. Gibby,
stop.
No, Gibby. Excuse me? Jimmy?
Hey, Carly.
Hey. What's up?
Just wiping down the old desk.
Mr. Fallon?
Yeah, Gibby?
I'm sorry about what happened, you know, with my pants.
Hey, it's okay. Quick question, though.
Yeah?
Why no underwear?
Oh, his luggage got lost.
And I don't have time to buy any.
Oh, well, here. Have a free pair of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon underwear. Yeah.
I didn't know they made those.
I make them myself. I have my own loom.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, look, you kids better run. I gotta lock up the place. Turn the lights out. You guys, stay cool.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Good night, Mr. Fallon.
Hey, Lauren, I'm on my way home.
I feel really bad about my pants.
Well, at least you didn't vomit in Questlove's hat.
Hey, what's this in my hat?
Hey! You guys want to know what I'm doing? So check it out. I bought one of those screaming Mel dolls, and see? I made him look like me! I specified him! Remember how he used to scream stuff? Well, I wiped his audio chip.
Gross.
And I put my voice on it. So now it says stuff that I often say, like...
Carly, I'm home! Who wants spaghetti tacos? Quick, call the fire department!
Can you make him say, I've got to quit playing with dolls and get a job? You know, I think these Jimmy Fallon underpants make me look slimmer on the hips. Carly, what do you think?
I don't really want to think about your hips.
Unreal.
What?
iCarly still has 3 of the top 10 worldwide trending topics.
What are they?
Gibby's trouser wowser. iCarly pants whoops. And I blame Fallon.
Ugh. It's so unfair.
It's not Jimmy Fallon's fault that Gibby's pants fell down.
Yeah, but people are saying it's Jimmy's fault. Which is why we're gonna apologize publicly.
We can go live on iCarly.com in 30 seconds.
I don't
don't see why we have to apologize. Gibby's the one who flashes flapjacks on national TV.
Yeah, but we're all part of iCarly, so we're all gonna apologize.
I just swallowed my keys.
What an idiot!
You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Whatever. Hey, try to keep your pants up.
I'm gonna tighten his belt.
My belt's already tight enough. Oh! I think something popped.
Good.
There, now let's do this.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey there, I'm Carly.
Sam.
If you happened to catch us last night on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon,
then you probably saw a little more Gibby than you needed to.
Or wanted to.
Never buy pants on the street.
Nah.
Only buy your pants from a licensed pants distributor.
Anyway, what happened on the Jimmy Fallon show was...
totally our fault.
Not Jimmy Fallon's fault.
Jimmy didn't even know that Gibby was wearing defective pants.
He did not know.
So, if you're upset, shocked, or nauseated by what you saw last night...
blame us.
Or, more specifically, blame...
Gibby.
Yeah.
And now Little Spencer says...
I'm Carly's brother.
Oh!
And your name? Jason Gibbs, producer of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
I just want to say, I went to law school. Briefly. So, yeah.
This isn't a courtroom.
The NCC is a government agency.
I think we're done here. Good meeting you all. Sit.
Young lady, the NCC has a responsibility to make sure that television and internet entertainment are appropriate for their audiences.
A lot of kids were watching the Jimmy Fallon show last night when it happened.
They were street pants.
We're not blaming the pants.
It's what the pants did.
No more questions.
What's wrong with him?
No one's clear on that, sir.
So you guys don't serve anything at these meetings? No snacks, juice, nothing?
Sam.
Like it'd kill him to put out a plate of crackers.
Stop. Suck on the sugar. Listen, I just want to say what happened on the show last night wasn't Jimmy Fallon's fault.
Not Jimmy's fault?
Gib, there's no microphone.
I did not take the microphone.
Well, I'm sorry, but we can't ignore what happened.
Why can't you?
Because that young man displayed his nakedness on national television.
And the penalty for doing that is a fine of $500,000.
What was Jimmy Fallon's fault?
Damn.
Don't.
No, yeah. Right before the show, Jimmy walked up to us and said, hey, you know what would be funny? If this idiot's pants fell down. So then we were all, okay, Mr. Fallon, whatever you say. Because, you know, we respect adults.
That is not true. It's false. And that's not a good Jimmy Fallon impression. Please calm down, Mr. Gibbs. The impression was not great. Not bad. I give it a B+. And we know that the pants incident was not the fault of the Jimmy Fallon show.
How do you know that?
What happened on the Jimmy Fallon show was...
totally our fault.
Not Jimmy Fallon's fault. Jimmy didn't even know that Gibby was wearing defective pants.
He did not know.
So, if you're upset, shocked, or nauseated by what you saw last night...
blame us.
So I guess we're gonna have to pay that $500,000 fine.
Either that, or we'll have to shut down Ickerly.
It's pronounced iCarly.
Ah, sorry, iCarly. That's my hat.
$500,000. How are we supposed to get that much money, huh? How?
Oh, give it up. We're not.
Well, then the NCC is going to shut us down. So goodbye, iCarly.
Oh, that web show is my life. My life, Carly. What kind of pickle is this?
That's a dill.
It's not a dill.
I think it's a dill.
It's not a dill. I'm sorry I yelled. I'm very upset.
You and your dumb pants. You just had to buy street pants.
How many times you want me to say I'm sorry?
500,000.
Fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
This is a dill.
It's not a dill.
Figure out a way to get us the money?
No. I called Dad, I called Granddad, Socko, Socko's dad, and I got nothing. I got nothing. Oh, that's a good pickle. Did you try asking Fallon if he'd pay the fine?
Yeah, he said he would lend it to us, but he lost a bunch of money on that Christmas album that nobody bought.
What Christmas album?
It's beginning to smell a lot like Fallon.
Right.
Look, let's all just be honest.
Okay, one time. I used the litter box. My cat freaked out.
I meant, we're never going to raise $500,000 to pay that fine. So, iCarly's over.
You guys want some more dill pickles?
Ha! What?
Come on. Litter box? Hey, what time are we supposed to be at the airport by?
Our plane doesn't leave till 2 a.m., but we might as well get there early.
Yeah. I just want to go home. I mean, this whole trip has been so... Sam, you can't steal the lights off the walls.
Show me one sign in this hotel that says we can't steal things.
Okay. How about that sign right there? You stole the sign that says, please do not steal our things. Okay, how could you start a fire in the shower?
You tell me! Please!
Who's that?
I think it's someone knocking on the door.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I'm with them now. Hey, I'm glad I caught you guys.
Shouldn't you be at the Fallon show?
Yeah, it's on right now.
I know. I think after the show, Jimmy wants to talk to you guys about something.
Is this about Carly puking in Questlove's hat?
Oh, I forgot. Questlove also wants to talk to you about his hat.
Well, thanks for reminding him. Fine. Whatever. Let's go see Jimmy. What the? Stupid flammable towel! Come on.
So, Jeff, what is that? Some type of crazy duck?
No, this is a penguin.
Penguin, right? Also known as the Duck of the North.
No, that's not true.
But is it true that penguins eat soup?
Yes, they love cream of mushroom.
That's classic soup.
Yeah, and sometimes...
Jimmy, they're here. The kids. Get rid of Jeff. Kids are here.
Awesome! Later, Jeff. Take care.
But I have more penguin information.
Da-da-ba-ba-ba. I don't have time for your mutant ducks. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Look who's here again! iCarly! Hey guys, welcome back!
Thank you.
Your producer said you wanted to talk to us after the show.
Yeah, that was a big lie.
see.
Fibby.
So we're here, why?
Well, I've been thinking about your little problem with the NCC. So yesterday morning, I tweeted this out. Hey, iCarly's in trouble, and they need money. If you have any spare cash, don't save it for your kid's future. Bring it here and give it to iCarly.
Wow. Thanks, but...
Shut up! You're not gonna believe this. But ever since my tweet, kids and parents have been showing up here all day and night, bringing whatever money they could scrape up just for you guys.
Really?
That's great. Cool.
So check it out. This jar contains $87.45.
Yay?
Dude, that's nowhere near enough money.
Just shut up again. Because this isn't all the money that the people brought. Quest, can you play some happy ending music, please? Now open that curtain.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, this is insane.
Dinero gigante.
Money.
How much is that?
Higgins?
Jimmy, you're looking at $576,094.
Oh, my God! Wait, and this is all for us?
It's all for iCarly.
Wait. Did anyone hear that bell ring?
I did. And Jimmy says, every time a bell rings, a penguin gets his soup.
You saved iCarly.
Don't thank me. Thank your fans and me. Okay, iCarly is saved. A penguin had some soup. Questlove washed the vomit out of his hat. And that's our show. Good night, everybody!
When you grow up, do you know what's really important?
Is it making sure I always dig all the filth out of my belly button?
No. That's not it.
It's learning to eat the proper food.
I love to eat the proper foods.
I want to hurt you.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I think you did.
Oh.
Wendy! Did you hear her say that she wants to...
Hey!